Time for our Tuesday music feature. And joining us today, John Denton in Auckland. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you. And with any luck, we'll have Jeff Hunkin in Wellington. Hello. Still coming. We're going to be talking barbershop singing, which John has been doing since when, John?
Oh, 1988.
How did you discover barbershop?
My wife actually went to a brief concert while I did the babysitting, and she came back and said, "They're looking for singers." And I said, "Not me."
Had she heard you singing around the house?
No, never.
And she just wanted to get you involved.
I mean, I've had a musical background at school age, but nothing, you know, there was a big gap in the middle where nothing happened. Anyway, I trotted along one Monday night when they're rehearsing, and I got the bug. It's very addictive, so I've never looked back.
What is barbershop?
It's four-part, unaccompanied, close harmony. Mm-hmm. So we sing with a bass starting at the bottom of the group, baritone, and then the song itself, lead, always has a tenor voice above it, which is a bit unlike a lot of other chorus and singing techniques. Usually the song is on the top line.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but you'll find in barbershop that there's always a tenor part sitting above the lead.
So bass is at the bottom and then baritone?
Yes.
And then
lead.
Lead.
Yeah. Which is the usually the song title, although it can move, of course, from part to part.
Yeah. And then a tenor above that.
Yeah. Boys can sing it, men can sing it, girls can sing it, and mixed harmony as well. So it started principally as a men's four-part arrangement, went on to include women later, and they're in a separate organisation. But now the thing is moving towards bringing everybody in harmony.
We're joined now by Jeff Hunkin in the Wellington studio. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
Good. Nice to have you in. Do you two know each other?
We certainly do.
You sung together?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say yes, John. I'm sure we've shared a tag.
I'm sure we have sung together. But Jeff is singer par excellence, whereas I'm just one of the foot soldiers.
So what part? Which of the four, John, are you?
I sing baritone.
Okay, so one up from the bottom. And then what about you, Jeff?
I sing the highest part, the tenor part.
Oh, great.
They put the smartest, the funniest, best looking, most talented on the tenor part. So,
That's convenient.
That's the way it works generally.
So how did you discover this musical genre? Is genre the right word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Barbershop is a genre of a cappella singing, and a cappella is basically just unaccompanied singing, no instruments. And I just happened to be a school student back in the year 2000, and our music teacher came to see me and she said, "Jeff, would you like to try this thing called barbershop?" And of course, I thought it had to do with hair cutting like most people do, but I found that she asked my brother and my two friends as well if we wanted to start this thing. And ever since then, it's just been a really big part of my life, barbershop singing. Yeah, it's great.
Maybe we should listen to an example for people who still don't quite get it.
Sure.
Who's chosen the music today?
Well, we've both had a hand in it.
Okay.
This first arrangement is real, quote, old-style barbershops straight after the war. And 1950 it comes from. And the 1950 international champions sang this in The Music Man. They were called Buffalo Bills.
Great. It's called Sincere. Let's have a listen.
How can there be any sin in sincere? Where is the good in goodbye? In goodbye. Your apprehensions confuse Shines above. How can there be any sin in sin, sin? Aren't we sincerely?
Yes, great sound.
Classic.
Yeah, it's an interesting sound because it has a sort of brilliance to it.
Mm.
And we call that ringing chords. And the chords are structured in a way that the harmonics reinforce each other.
Really?
And you therefore get a result which sounds actually greater than four voices.
Fantastic.
And that goes whether you're in a quartet with just four people or a whole chorus with 40, 50, 60 people.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. So you have the four voices, but there's this other sort of thing going on.
Well, it's to do with how the music's written and whether everybody's singing absolutely in tune, because it's it really works, and Jeff will know about this. Jeff's the international champion here today. He knows about it more than anybody. Ringing chords is about is everything about barbershop.
Really,
and it's a thrilling sound to listen to, but it's also a thrilling sound to produce.
I think go on, Jeff.
John's absolutely right, and I've heard barbershop described as a participation sport. You know, it's wonderful to listen to, but when you hear and sing for the first time a barbershop chord, or what we call a barbershop tag, which is about a 15, 20-second little number that has all four parts, and as you listen to the chords work around and finally resolve in that final chord, I think that's when a lot of people get bitten by this barbershop bug, and they think, you know what, I've never felt anything like this. It sounds like there's about six of us singing, when in fact there's only four.
Mm.
And then you just always strive for that feeling. You sing and you find that tension and resolution. And that's a beautiful thing about the style.
So who's the better historian then? Who can tell me where barbershop came from?
Well, barbershop originally is reputed to have arisen in barbershops in the States. Barbershop was quite big before radio swept in. So we're talking, you know, 1890s through to 19.
Radio killed the barbershop star.
No, it nearly did. And this is an American, African American tradition of improvisation, really. And the story goes that you sat in the queue in the barbershop waiting to be shorn, somebody had come in and say, "Have you heard the latest song? It goes like this." And then someone else would join in with a harmony part, and so you'd get four-part harmony. And you'd start this ringing chords, which everybody enjoyed. It was really almost ready to die out just before the last war. So in 1938, the American Barbershop Harmony Society was set up, and with a handful of members in Oklahoma. And that was really the start of the organization that we belong to and the New Zealand chapter is connected to.
Still connected?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And they run the international contests now, and so New Zealand has the opportunity to send our leading singers there once a year.
And Jeff, does that historical explanation accord with your understanding of how barbershop began?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think a beautiful picture to imagine is in those barbershops where somebody would start singing a lead line, "Won't you come home, Bill Bailey, won't you come home?" A bass singer who has a low range might start singing, "Doom, doom, 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 doom," and other people just work their way around that melody, and they all end up in this big cacophony of sound. And then, of course, it became formalized in 1938 with the society being formed. But I love that organic nature of it, and just people experimenting and finding their way into this lovely, lovely harmony.
What do you need to be a great barbershop singer, Jeff? Is it just pitch?
Yeah, it's actually a combination of things. It's like a lot of hobbies. Once you start learning about the particular area of expertise that you're working in, you realize how much you don't know. And I've been singing barbershop now for almost 20 years since I was in high school, and I'm still learning today. But fundamentally, you need to have a great ear. You need to be able to listen harder than you sing. That's something that I say all the time to groups that want to get good at barbershop, because you're constantly adjusting your pitch to what the other three parts are singing. And for music theory buffs, you know, barbershop singers adjust pitches to achieve perfectly tuned chords, and we call that just intonation. And that's different to, say, playing four notes on a piano, because instruments are tuned to what's known as an equal tempered scale, which contains slight tuning imperfections. But with the voice, you can ever so slightly adjust the pitch that you're singing to maximize those overtones that John was talking about before, where it sounds like there's a fifth person or a sixth person singing. They sometimes describe it as like an angelic choir that you have, you know, the harmonics that are being driven. If people are singing the right pitch, the same words, what we call target sounds, like it's basically vowel sounds. If we all are singing the same R in the right pitch, then it's going to have that expansion of sound, that beautiful, rich harmony that we heard in that example before.
Let's listen to another example. Can you tell us about ringmasters? I love being here with you.
Yeah, sure. So the ringmasters are actually from Sweden, and they're wonderful, wonderful friends of ours. And in 2012, the Barbershop Harmony Society in America became truly international, because the ringmasters were the first group outside of the USA in its history to win the international quartet competition. And once you win this competition, you can't ever compete again. So you become, as part of this Hall of Fame. But this next track is called I Love Being Here With You by the Ringmasters. They won the competition. This was one of the songs that they sung. And listen out for those examples of the chords and how they're perfectly tuned together and they resolve nicely and all those lovely things.
I know, I know, I know, I know, I love you, babe. I know, think about you now each and every day. When I'm gone so far away, I know one thing I can say, one thing I must say. But I love the west and north and south, they're both the best. But I only want to go there as a guest, cause I love being here with you. Sure, I love the rocks and what is more, with you there they'd never be a bore, cause I love being here with you. Oh, well, just singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, my life
is such a breezy game.
I love all kinds of weather, long as we're together.
Oh, I love to hear you say my name.
I love good wine and fine cuisine. But baby, if you know just what I mean, I love being here with you, with you. I
love it,
I love it, I know I want you so much more than the sun and the sky up above.
I love it,
how I love being here with you.
Oh,
baby, who are singing Basie's band is swinging home. Something else, you know, yeah. They know how to say it. They just wind it up and let it go. Wind it up and let it go. Thrill of ringing chords
and
waiting for the awards. But baby, don't you worry, cause I'm still yours. I love being here with you. With you, the only one I love. Baby, well, I love it. Love it, cause being with you is what I love.
It's very, very engaging, isn't it? And you feel like applauding at the end of that.
Yeah, that's
how important is it to sign off with a big note, big final notes?
Oh, you know, I tell you, it's pretty important. When as a judge, as a barbershop judge, what you're looking at is the whole package. But as an audience member, I think you just can't help but feel that urge to get up out of your seat and just start applauding when you absolutely nail what we call the tag. So the tag is basically the back little piece of the song. You can't fade out a barbershop song, and so what we call that is the tag. And funnily enough, people will go around barbershop conventions singing tags, singing short little numbers, and because there's only four parts, mm-hmm. bass, baritone, lead, and tenor, everybody just jumps in on one of those parts and has a go at singing a tag, and the youth especially, they love singing tags like the one we just heard, where somebody holds a long note, everybody's singing all these kinds of things around it, and then all of a sudden it just resolves into what we call the home chord, the 1-3-5-1, and you just feel the room come alive. So it's a beautiful thing to be a part of and to listen to.
Tell us about some of your favourite memories of performing, John.
Well, I think the interesting thing. You asked a question about, you know, is it just tuning? It's also about performing. And so, obviously, we don't have paper in front of us, like many choral genres. Mm. And it's the challenge of singing to your best, but also getting the message over the footlights from your heart to the audience. That's one of the measures by which the official contests are judged, and the thrill is to do that well.
But what does that score sheet look like in those contests? What are you getting marked on?
I'll let Jeff answer that.
Sure.
There's three categories.
Yeah, there's three categories that are judged in a barbershop competition. The first one is singing, which is essentially an assessment on how well technically you produce the sound. How free of tension is the sound? How effortless do you make it is your sound? The second category is music, and that kind of looks at the artistry of what you're doing, how you use the various musical devices in the arrangement, like, let's say, repeated lyrics. How do you use those repeated lyrics to enhance the message of your story? And then, of course, there's the presentation category, or the performance category, sorry, as it's called nowadays, which is kind of what it says on the tin. So you kind of get
equally weighted those three things.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So they're all marked out of 100, and at the end of the contest, you kind of get an average across those three categories. At the big international contest, there are five judges on each of those categories. So there's 15 people sitting right in front of the stage,
wow.
Taking notes on how your performance is measuring up against those three categories. And those judges are highly trained throughout a 3-year program, so they know their stuff. So it can be a bit nerve-wracking as a performer when you go out there for a competition. You've been preparing all year, and you get out there, and the room is basically almost pitch black. You can't see much, but you see 15 people down in front of you with little table lamps furiously scribbling away, and you try not to get distracted by that as a performer. But on the whole, what they're looking for is your connection to the music and how you can move people with that music. You know, it's just four voices, and the things that these people have to communicate that message is essentially their face, their body, their voice, and how they present the piece of music.
Let me ask you this. Two occurrences of barbershop singing in popular culture. The movie Pitch Perfect, was that net good or bad for barbershop? Is that barbershop, or it's just a cappella, really, isn't it?
It's a cappella, but there's a big barbershop element in there.
Yeah, so did you enjoy that as an aficionado?
Yeah, because...
I mean, it's a movie about teenage girls and their relationships, really, so it might not be right up your alley, but the singing's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I thought it really brought to life a cappella music. It kind of helped it to step up and modernize in a way. And the arrangements they did were all based on, popular songs that a lot of the kids...
Yeah, it made it cool.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? You know, and it kind of helped to continue to remove that stigma that singing is not cool. You know, and I'm a huge believer that singing can and is a cool thing to do. And I think the Pitch Perfect movies helped to achieve that.
What about the B-sharps and the Simpsons? You're familiar with them, John?
Yes.
The B-sharps. That is a classic. And I love the song they sing at the end, Baby on Board. But I think that episode was pretty special. They had some barbershop experts come in to sing that number for The Simpsons. But that holds a special place in my heart for sure, right. That episode. It's a great one.
Yeah, and I think barbershop's a bit of a secret society. Uh-huh. And we need to change that because it's the most invigorating, innovating sort of thing to do. And apart from anything else, it's hugely healthy. It keeps you fit. You can start at age 8 and you can go through to 88 and beyond. And we have many members who are at both ends of that scale and everybody in between. So it's a fantastic hobby to follow.
Ooh, let's go to, I've got Funk Medley by Vocal FX. Can one of you introduce this for us?
Yeah, well, I'll do that because Jeff is the assistant director, associate director of Vocal FX. They are a young Wellington group that started sort of out of after they left school, co-directed as well by Charlotte Murray, who has been involved with Barbershop since it started in New Zealand. They have just done a cracker of a job in certainly taking New Zealand championships and heading into the international field and scoring wonderfully over there. They're a big group, they're all young. What would you say, Jeff? 20s to 30?
I'd say that's pretty right. I'd say the average age is around 30 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to them doing a bit of Funk Medley. It's Funk Medley from Vocal FX. Sounding good, obviously, from performance, that one, Jeff. You there, Jeff?
Yep, I'm here. Yeah. So yeah, that's right. That was from a performance back in 2016 in Nashville, Tennessee, at the International Barbershop Chorus Contest.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and as you heard there, we incorporated the haka into the song, which has never been done before. And, you know, our group has been over competing in the States for a few years now, and one of the things we do off the contest stage is share a lot of New Zealand and Pacific Island culture. So we've kind of become known for either doing a haka or doing a Pacific Island presentation while we're over there. So for us, what we did is we incorporated that into our stage performance, and as you can hear from the audience reaction, they all recognized immediately what it was, and they absolutely love it. So the examples we've heard today, you can hear that the style itself is certainly evolving. Like a lot of things, you know, it's kind of evolving with the times, and incorporating a haka and shouted and spoken lyrics 20 years ago in the style probably wouldn't have flown as well as it did a couple of years ago. So the style, the musical genre of barbershop style itself is certainly an evolving one.
I was there in the concert chamber in Nashville, and what you can't see on Steam Radio is the visuals that the chorus and the choreo that they produced was absolutely stunning.
Tell me about your greatest moment on stage, John.
Oh, well, I have to tell you, I did achieve a silver medal in a Pan Pacific contest in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting day because it was the day that the towers came down in the States.
It's amazing how many performers have memories of doing something on that day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the show went on.
And the show went on regardless. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember what you sung to get your silver medal?
God, I can't remember.
Still with the same people you sing with these days?
Absolutely, yeah. Not the same group, but the same chorus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to say that I'm a member of the City of Sails chorus, who were the first people to get Barbershop off the ground in New Zealand in the late 70s.
Would I have seen them singing on the rugby test walk to Eden Park?
You would.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Good for you.
Yeah, did that last year. Yep. Okay. And other times in the year. Yep.
I must have missed the invitation to that performance, John.
Yes,
do you still have my up-to-date contact details?
Hey, who are the Musical Island Boys, Jeff?
So the Musical Island Boys are my barbershop quartet that started off in high school. And I'll paint a picture for you. The four of us were around the same age, 12, 13 years old when we got started. And as I said, we had no idea what barbershop was. And one of New Zealand's most treasured barbershoppers that John has referenced, Charlotte Murray, she actually ran the barbershop performance program at the school we went to at Tower College. So she pulled us into a room and said, "Hey guys, I think you'd make a great barbershop quartet." And so we decided to run with it. And she said, "Well, the first thing I want you to do is to write down on a piece of paper a goal or a dream." We didn't know what that was for, but we said, "Okay, miss, have you got a pen and paper?" And on that pen and on that piece of paper, we wrote down become world champs. And we didn't really believe in it at that point, but we thought it would be something nice to shoot for. A couple of years later, we won the National High School Quartet Contest. And I have to say at this point that the youth in New Zealand, their appetite and love for barbershop is absolutely huge. I MC the national contests most years, and it's my favourite event to MC. International guests that have come over to perform, they love the audience too. But anyway, the Island Boys, we won the 2002 contest, and then we ended up staying together because we were invited to the United States to compete in the university competition. And they said, "Well, because you've won the high school contest in New Zealand, we want to see how you stack up against the world." And so we did that in 2004. We came third. And then in 2006, we actually won that contest. And then somebody said to us, "Well, have you ever thought about competing in the open contest, you know, against barbershop quartets from all over the world, regardless of age?" Basically, they call that the big boy contest. And we said, "Well, no, we haven't, but we'll give it a try." So in 2009, we went to Anaheim, Los Angeles. We took the stage and we came 10th. Which blew us away. 10th best barbershop quartet in the world. Mm. We didn't expect to be up in that echelon. And so we decided to stay together. 2010, we went back. We placed 4th in the world. And we were just ecstatic. You know, we were on stage. There's video footage of us just in looks of disbelief and in shock. Then in 2012, we went back. And we came 2nd. And we were so close to becoming the best barbershop quartet in the world. And 2nd place is nothing to shake a stick at. We were so proud and so excited. And in 2012, we went back to improve our placing. We came 2nd again. And so we thought, "Well, let's keep up with this thing. We're so close. Let's go again." And we felt like we'd go back 3rd time around, full of energy. We'd rehearsed a lot. We thought we were doing all the right things. And in 2013, they called out 2nd place. And it was the Musical Island Boys. And so for the 3rd time in a row, we came 2nd. So a couple of months after that event, we had a Skype chat and we said, "What do you guys want to do? Do you want to go back to next year in 2014 one more time? Or should we call it a day? I mean, 3 2nd placings is really fantastic." And so we decided that we'd go back in 2014 and be the best version of the Musical Island Boys that we could be. And that year they announced the 1st place champions as Musical Island Boys. And so in 2014, we were the best barbershop quartet in the world at that competition.
And gee, so what a journey. That's incredible.
Yeah, and so...
This recording, I want to get one on as well. Sorry.
Yes.
So this recording, when is this from? Now is the hour.
This was from 2014, the year that we won. I believe that this recording that's about to play is taken from the stage. And it was, I think it was on the Saturday night finals. This song is the one we sang.
And is this is forgive my ignorance, is this a New Zealand song? I think it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. We actually made history with this song. It was the first time on the international stage that a foreign language had been sung. No. So partway through the song, we sing in Māori and echo in English so the audience can understand, but it is a New Zealand song for sure.
Yeah, here it comes.
By now is the hour when we must say trees like a warm island breeze are the light of your smile and the words that you say. Darling, soon we must part and it's tearing my heart. Every heart understands when I pray.
Sends shivers down my back.
Doesn't it? It must take you back as well, Jeff, when you performed it.
Yeah, it certainly does. It has a lot of special memories, that song.
What's the camaraderie like at an event like this, John?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Competitive,
but overwhelmed by camaraderie. I mean, everybody wants to help everybody else in the organisation, on stage, wherever.
Mm.
And that's a lovely thing about barbershop, that, in many groups you get cliquey corners, There's no such thing in the barbershop world. Yeah. Everybody's there for one purpose only, and that's to ring chords and make music.
I suppose, Jeff, you've both seen it come in and out of fashion over the years, have you? Yeah. ebb and flow a bit?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it's like anything, as the pace of life starts to get busier and people kind of come and go, but I suppose that's the nature of the hobby. But from what I've seen in New Zealand, particularly amongst the youth, there is a strong desire to sing barbershop, and I'm really happy to see that. And I think the nature of there being four parts, they're actually what we call a polecat book, there's actually two polecat books, about 20 or so songs that most barbershoppers around the world will know. Mm. So if I sing tenor and I go meet somebody at a convention from Sweden, another person from Ireland, and another person from South Africa, we may know a couple of the same songs together, and we can sing together and ring chords together, and that's the beauty of the style. Is that you can kind of just pick it up and go. You don't need any equipment or any instruments or anything. You just bring your voice.
Great. Tell me about the Westminster Chorus, John.
Well, the Westminster Chorus have been a world champion chorus several times. They've been down to New Zealand twice, I think, Jeff, haven't they?
Yes.
And toured the country giving concerts. They again are a chorus of relatively young people. I say that from the other end of the scale.
Californians.
Yep. Yeah. And they are masters at singing barbershop really well in an exciting fashion. I can recall attending the Governor General's residence in Wellington. And the Governor General said, you'll excuse me, but after their song, I'm going to disappear for the evening. Thank you very much for coming. They sang in that great hall down there, and he stuck around for ages talking to them because he was just struck by the sounds that they produced.
We've got just a clip of this one. Is it Seize the Day, a barbershop classic, or is it the one that they've just taken and turned into a barbershop song, Jeff?
Yeah, so it's from the Broadway production Newsies, and the Westminster Chorus are three-time international champions. So yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Really good.
Yeah, they're getting the mad harmonics there, aren't they?
Yeah, beautiful. And they call this an amateur sport. It's highly professional.
Okay. Do you regard it as a sport, you guys?
No, it's a life mission. Once you're caught with the bug of singing,
it's a calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Time for a plug then. If people want to get involved, what do they need and what should they do?
They should look at our website in New Zealand, which is barbershopharmony.nz, and they can find a chorus nearest to them. And we've got, I think at the moment, 13 choruses scattered across the country. And trot along to any of those. They all practice once a week. And
I guess you'll have to audition first.
Yes, there's an audition process usually. But it's an amazing amount of support that we provide young people or new people coming in at any age, and we help them with vocal production, and we help them with stage presence.
Mm.
And so they'll get a lot of support.
And as John mentioned earlier, it's also really big with women as well. And we have a couple of women's organisations in New Zealand that you can look up. One is the Sweet Adelines, and they're, as with the men, there are choruses all over the country. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or your level of singing or your level of performance ability or your experience. If you're brand new or if you're, you know, the world's best opera singer, the whole spectrum, we would love to have you. Absolutely.
Do you have to find three other people? Because you come in fours, hey?
The quartets naturally have four people, but you join as an individual, and within a chorus you will find people who want to sing in a quartet.
Mm.
And so often somebody will join the chorus, spend months, even years singing with the chorus, and then say, oh, now I want to get into quartetting.
Mm.
And they'll find three other voices. And it's hard work. One of the things I did want to say about Musical Island Boys was that when they were schoolboys at Tawa, they used to turn up early in the morning because the headmaster had mirror glass on the outside of his study. And they used to practice there because that was the only place they could see themselves performing. And the dedication continued. It is an amazing amount of skill to get to the top of this craft. But it's so rewarding.
Presume that you guys perform publicly from time to time as well, do you?
Absolutely, yeah.
You got anything coming up you want to let us know about?
No. Well, we've potentially got... some gigs on Valentine's Day, and if anybody was looking to hire a quartet to sing a love song to somebody on Valentine's Day, then they should go to our website, Barbershot Harmony New Zealand, tomorrow, and we will direct you to where those quartets could perform.
I'm not going to hire four people who are more attractive than me to sing to my wife on Valentine's Day. What a waste of money.
That's funny. The other thing I suggest is search Barbershop Harmony Society on YouTube. You'll find all kinds of wonderful stuff to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are Crossroads, who we're finishing with?
Yeah, Crossroads.
Just a quick intro.
Yep, 2009 international champions. Wonderful, wonderful guys. Fantastic singers. One of the society's best.
Great. Hey, and thank you so much for both coming in. It's been a real pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, that's great.
Time flew. So that's John Denton from City of Sales Barbershop Group. And Jeff Hunkin, who's done all sorts, but one of his jobs, he's co-director of Wellington's Vocal FX Chorus. And we'll go out with a little patch of heaven from Crossroads.
The only thing missing is you as my guest on a little patch of heaven way out west. Why don't you come visit? There's room in the nest. On that little patch of heaven, gonna live away from all the rest. On a patch of heaven, way right away.